Michigan on the Gaydio weekend, just lapping up what one of the US of Gay's most unspoiled states has to offer. We've been in Sausage Tuck. It's not actually called Sausage Tuck, it's called Saugatuck, which is a little rural community.
Yes, we were with you yesterday from Saugatuck, just seeing the kind of sights that it's got to offer. And there's a couple more things that we need to check out today, mainly some beer, which we'll be drinking responsibly, and the food as well. So we're going to be going over to the Kirby and also their very own brewery as well before heading down to Grand Rapids.
Off to some city time, and all of this ends up in the D. That's Detroit.
I'm Megan Skierhorn, and I'm the Vice President of Marketing here at the breweries.
What can you tell us about the Lager of Love?
You've spent a little bit of time at the Dunes, I understand.
Yeah.
And so Mike Jones, one of the owners there, and then PJ and myself and Robert, we kind of all sat together, and we were just kind of brainstorming of an idea that I've been trying to kind of figure out the best way to do this for probably like a year. So we worked with Mike really closely to figure out what kind of beer he saw the most success with at the Dunes. And then we kind of came up with the Lager of Love idea. But we thought of the idea of donating a portion of proceeds to the local LGBT support organizations. And then, you know, just to bring people together over events. We have tons of events laid out for the rest of the summer all over the country. And we have a ton of really great support organizations that the money is going to. And it all depends on where the beer is being poured, too. So we didn't think that, you know, if the beer is being poured in a bar in, you know, let's say Chicago, they don't care about this small organization here in Saugatuck, you know, that supports our local LGBT community. And so we partnered with different organizations throughout the country. And so, like, a beer that's being poured in Chicago supports a Chicago organization, you know?
Sure.
And so it just kind of makes it a little more personal.
How do you decide what the Lager of Love tastes like?
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of funny. Mike was talking to me, and I asked him what his best-selling beer at the Dunes is, because I was like, oh, this beer is going to be your best-selling beer, you know? And he says, oh, I would really love to tell you that our best-selling beer is some, you know, really good IPA or something, but it's Miller Lite.
Yeah.
And so we were like, well, you know, we can make a Miller Lite. It's better than Miller Lite. Obviously, it's a little more flavorful, and I think it tastes a little bit better, but it's definitely light, and it kind of goes about that. And so we decided to, you know, we want something that people are going to enjoy drinking and want to drink a bunch of. And so so we decided to go with something really light.
So I guess it's a party drink, isn't it?
If
you can sit down in the garden by the pool or whatever and have a couple with friends, that's what defines it.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Cool, nice. Well, I guess we should probably get the Lager of Love in our mouths.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a quick taste.
Oh,
that's very drinkable, isn't it? It's Gaydio in Michigan. We've just sat down along the bar here at the Saugatuck Brewery Company, and we've just had a little, very small glass of their brand new Lager of Love poured out along the bar for everyone here. So I thought I'd just run down the bar and get one word to describe what the Lager of Love was like. Toby?
I mean, I haven't actually properly tried it yet.
Get it in your mouth.
Oh, it's very, very good.
Producer Ellen?
Oh, it's a fruity little number.
Okay. And American Tourist Board driver Paul, hello.
Spot on.
Nice. Okay, well, it's got a round of thumbs up. Hang on, I'll just have a little bit as well. It's only fair, right? Yeah, I would say fresh would be my one word there. Heard it here first. The Lager of Love is fresh.
It's Gaydio in Michigan with me, Toby Lawrence, and Alex Baker.
Hiya, love.
We're here in Del Sol in downtown Saugatuck. We're here with
Gregory Muncy here at Del Sol in beautiful downtown Saugatuck at the light.
Okay, so we're in your T-shirt shop, I guess, primarily?
Everything in our store is UV activated. It all changes color in the sun. Our clothing, accessories, and nail polish, all are color activated and works with the sunlight. It's like transition lenses, but we do it in color.
It's like a great big rainbow store, basically. Whilst we were chatting outside, just chilling on the bench, you were telling us about soap, which is not connected to this store, but is what's in our hotel at the Dunes Resort down the road. Uh-huh. What's the soap called, Toby?
It's called Dirty Boys Play Clean. Yeah. And that's with a Z, dirtyboysplayclean.com. I met an older lady friend of mine who's a chemist, and she was my sister-in-law's friend, and she asked me if I wanted to help her create this product. And so she does all the chemistry to it, and I did the help with the website and all the background, all the descriptions that you see and all that kind of thing. And so, we created it's a soap line. Make 50 different products, and in fact, a novelty soap line is what we're known for.
I mean, presumably the inspiration for the brand must have been some guys that got really muddy or something.
Well, of course. I mean, and the photo shoots were probably one of the most fun things to do. I had half-naked men on the beach here at Oval Beach while we were taking shots to fill the website with, and yeah, of course that was the somebody's got to clean up these guys after the dirty messes.
What's the one thing that stands out to you as something you're really proud of being involved in?
Oh, golly. I think I'm probably proudest because I feel like I fit. And really, I feel like I fit here. And I'm where I need to be. I can't think of a better community, which is diverse like ours. I grew up, and of course, you know, I grew up where I always felt that I couldn't be myself. I always had to pay attention to the tone of my voice. I always had to pay attention to my physical actions because, you know, when you're in some areas, you know, where it's not so diverse, you're judged for all that, you know. And when I moved to Saugatuck full-time, I just feel like I can be myself. I don't have to think about my tone of my voice, how I'm acting. I can be as gay as I want, you know, without any repercussion. So I think probably the proudest thing I have to say that I do for the community is show them a good time, you know, through events, really. Yeah.
Paul, it's been really nice to chat to you down here at Del Sol.
Hello, it's Gadio in Michigan. You're here with me, Toby Lawrence, and Alex Baker.
Amazing to have you listening. We are basking in the sunshine today in downtown Grand Rapids.
Yep.
And we're having a little mosey around shops and businesses and stuff happening here. And we've wandered into Books and Mortar, which is an LGBT-owned run bookstore. We're chatting to Jonathan. Morning.
Good morning.
So tell us what it's like for you working here in, can I say, a really gorgeous looking bookstore. In what, in your own words, is maybe a bit more of a conservative part, small c, to start with, of Michigan State?
Well, Grand Rapids historically is a bit more conservative, but in the last, I would say, 5 to 10 years, it's become much more progressive. We actually, my husband and I moved here from Chicago 2 years ago, and that was because it became a little bit more progressive. So we bought a home here, found this charming little storefront, opened our bookshop, and we have a progressive bend, which is intentional. Sort of match the neighborhood, mm-hmm. and we've been incredibly well supported and well received, and actually have become a bit of a hub for conversation around LGBTQ issues.
That's great. I mean, the first thing we kind of saw it when we walked in was a poster saying like drag queen story time. There's a big rainbow flag on the window.
Tell us about drag queen story time, because this is a name, is an image in my head that just leaps at me.
Yeah, drag queen story time is something that has been going on in other cities, in bigger cities that are more progressive around the country, I would say for the last maybe 5 years. And it basically is what it sounds like. We have a big fabulous drag queen come in and read children's storybooks to children, and it sort of is to instill in children, or to remind them that it's okay to be, to experiment, to be, to take on different identities, and to just be playful.
To be fabulous.
To be absolutely fabulous, yes.
What this summer is like a great, ideally LGBT, a book that addresses and interfaces with those kind of themes. What's a great one to pick up and take away on holiday with you?
Well, I was just recommending this book to a customer, and while it's not directly involving an LGBTQ theme, it's called The Power, and it is imagine if you merged together Hunger Games and The Handmaid's Tale. Wow. And it's if women gained power enough to be able to invert the power structure. So it's been the hottest seller, one of the hottest sellers in our store this summer.
If you had one thing that a potential visitor from Gay UK might need to experience here, what would be your personal top tip for Grand Rapids?
For Grand Rapids, outside of my bookstore? For an LGBTQ person, I would say, God, there's so many good things. I would say after almost, I mean, it's not, there's nothing specifically here. There's not a gay district. There's just the entire city is a place where you should be able to feel comfortable as a gay person. But I would say go to the lakeshore afterward. After you have dinner here, go to the lakeshore, watch the sunset, go to Saugatuck specifically. That is one of the top LGBTQ resort towns in the Midwest. And I think even in the country, it's people from all over the country come to that destination. So that would be my recommendation.
Fantastic. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. We'll let you get back to your bookstore.
Thank you.
Like to rub it in. We're basking in the sunshine down here at the Grand Rapids Pride Centre with Larry.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Now, we've had a nice couple of hours here just drinking coffee, hanging out, chatting about all sorts of stuff. And there's part of the wall here, which might sound weird to you at home, but just bear with, part of the wall here that caught our attention, and there's a story behind it. Larry, well, I mean, what do you call this, first of all?
So this is our Reasons to Live board. For many people out there know that we have a large problem with teen suicide in the LGBTQ population. And so what we wanted to do is, with our youth group, is do a board that celebrates the everyday little fun successes of life and things that people find beautiful in life. It's not there to say, hang in there, it gets better. It's to say that, honestly, I love tortoises. Or, you know, it's all the little reasons why people find everyday life to be beautiful.
So we have chucked some stuff on there, and we thought we'd just pick out some as well that just make us smile as we see it. To give you an idea of what it looks like, it's post-it notes, basically, on a mirror.
Yeah, massive kind of, like, board of post-it notes. Everyone, like, different handwriting, different like, little things that make people happy. It's just really kind of beautiful to look at.
And the weird aesthetic about it is that in between the post-it notes, I can see myself looking back at me, and that's kind of cool. So we've done some ourselves. I did... family and my slightly camp writing, and also Sister Sledge,
of course. Yeah. I mean, just looking around, there's some really cool ones. There is one just says yes.
One jumps out at me, My Chemical Romance.
Obviously emo music was up there somewhere as well.
Avocado made its way onto the board.
Yeah. I Live to Watch My Little Son in His Sparkly Dress and Shoes.
Yes,
love that.
There was one down here that caught my eye as well. Boys Art up there as well.
So what is the kind of reaction when people come in here and see this?
Smiling.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's smiling, and it's also, it's kind of community, like, oh my God, I love that too. Oh my gosh, I love this too. That's something I want to put up there. Or it just, you know, people come in and they marvel at it, at all these things that they've forgotten that are beautiful about every single day life. So yeah, it smiles.
And finally, last but not least, donuts.
Of course. I mean, who doesn't like that?
No, it's been amazing to talk to you, and this is just really cute.
We are in East Grand Rapids in West Michigan, yeah, here at the Pride Centre.
And we're grabbing Tommy Allen to talk to. Tommy, just tell us what your role is within this community, if you could put one on it. I mean, I've got your bio here. It's about 10 pages long. There's a million different
points. I know, it's a long bio, but I'm also old. So you live long enough and you accumulate a lot of things that you want to be able to share with people. So I would say my main role today would be as publisher of a magazine in Grand Rapids called Rapid Growth, where you know, I'm also serving in the community in various boards and commissions. I've been appointed by the mayor to serve on many different projects over the year with our city. But most importantly and most meaningful to me of late has been to be on the Community Relations Commission, which is the civil rights arm of the city, and to be the first gay man elected to the chair position 2 times in a row now has been really overwhelming and shows the change that has been happening in this region over time.
Okay, amazing. Now, there's probably a certain commonality between the UK right now and the US in terms of quite polarized society and stuff like that. You guys are cracking on here and doing some amazing work, delivering some fantastic projects in a time that might feel a little bit difficult, maybe, to be doing that sort of work. Just talking straight to that person listening in the UK, if this is you, that's, you know, your LGBT rep at work, that is that person that's trying to change things brick by brick back in the UK. What could you share with them that might be able to translate across the pond.
I think it's interesting you use the analogy of brick by brick, because that very activity of bricklaying is a singular, often a very micro level activity that happens in society. So we often see the structure, in this case, the structure being America, UK, but we miss that there are many layers to that as you go through society. And I would say that locally in Grand Rapids, what people should know, and I think it's true for a lot of our cities in Michigan, our bigger cities I'll speak specifically to, is that the local level is where we're seeing changes begin to happen. And Grand Rapids is on the forefront, I think, in the entire state of making incredible changes happen for the LGBTQ of this region.
And, I mean, I'll go. I mean, how long have you been in Grand Rapids?
I moved here from Flint in 1981. So I left an economically depressed region, much like, you know, other countries were facing at the time. Different industrial ports or industrial cities faced a lot of shifts in the 1980s. So Flint was one of them. And I knew I couldn't really make a life there because everything was like contingent upon the auto industry. So we, you know, myself picked up and went to college here and then just ended up making a home here. But again, arriving in Grand Rapids in the 80s, remember, this is at the forefront of the AIDS crisis. There still is no recognition for LGBTQ anywhere. And so it was a much different place back then than it is today.
And how have you kind of seen the changes in the community over the years? How has that kind of, how has Grand Rapids kind of moved with the times?
I think it's a city that really wants to be seen as a grander city than it might have been in the past. Meaning it's always been something of a weird namesake, because how can you be grand when you have all these like issues that you're still trying to work through? That said, currently, I would say the real trend has been that we've seen an acceleration rate in the last couple of years of businesses coming forward and saying all are welcome here, making sure that the LGBTQ know of this region or people who are visiting this region know that they are welcome to come here and have a good time and feel safe. That's another big part of this is that years ago I went on a conference and someone asked, what do lesbian tourists want when they travel to your city? And it came back that the woman said, lesbians want the same thing all women do, and that is that women always first and foremost travel when they travel are traveling as women, which means safety is a matter to them. So I think this city has done a great job of making everybody feel welcome and safe when they come to Grand Rapids.
Okay. I mean, just looking back over that, what, 30 years as a citizen here, what's the thing that you are most proudest to see having changed and stepped forward?
I think that I think pride is a weird thing. For me, I'm bearing some frustration that even today, as I get older, we still don't have protections in housing and employment. Yes, we can get married. The old saying is, in America, you can be married on the weekend and fired on Monday if you live in Michigan. And that's something I think we have to really, not just as gay people or LGBTQ people of our state be concerned about, but those who are our accomplices, those allies of us, they need to also recognize that their voice is what's going to carry this over the line and make this happen for us. It won't happen through us alone. So I think when people come here, I think the example of Grand Rapids is showing how we can evolve as a culture and that the culture doesn't fall apart. I mean, no one's turned to a pillar of salt here because they saw a gay person or a trans person holding hands in this community. But I will say what is the real testament of the city changing is every year we've been, for the last couple of years, celebrating Trans Day of Visibility, and to see so many businesses, more than 100 businesses, holding up trans flags in front of their businesses, nothing says there's something changing in this community than seeing that kind of buy-in from so many places around the state, around the city, excuse me.
Tommy, I mean, it sounds like you're a really busy man. What do you do to unwind, chill out, have fun in the city, personally speaking?
Well, I really think this is one of those places, if I say it's affordable here, it's becoming less so as more and more people move here. But I will say one thing that I do to unwind is I really enjoy getting into like the little pubs that everybody else enjoys going to. I have a great little neighborhood pub that's open and affirming of everyone. They make sure I know I feel welcome, just as they do if people who come in from the community feel welcome. I think for me, unwinding is I just spend a lot of time in my neighborhood as I get older, I find, or my backyard to garden, because that's what old people do, I guess, is we garden.
Tommy, look, it's been great to chat to you, and maybe catch you a bit later on today, basking in the sunshine down here.
I know.
At the center.
Yeah, and I should mention, too, that I've been with my partner for 21 years. Yes! But we're still, and this month is our anniversary, and so we're finally legal in the state to drink. Is your age 21? So our our relationship is now champagne worthy.
We need a little shout out and a name check, because at the moment your partner's just an anonymity to us. So
My partner is Michael Flegar, and he's actually represented by the Saatchi website for art. So you can find his work on Saatchi. So I'm doing a little plug for my partner, but do check him out, because he's been an amazing rock in my life. He's a fantastic artist. He's been shown all over, collected all over. We've been together for 21 years. So we're an old gay couple now.
That's amazing.
Beautiful. So it's wonderful, actually. Like, he's learning to cook finally. I'm so happy. After 27 years, we discovered Blue Apron, and now he's cooking because he's a Virgo, and everything is organized, which is perfect for Virgos. I'm Sagittarian, and so where's my spotlight?
Tommy, it's been great to chat to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's Gadio, Michigan. Hello, Sausage. Hope you're right. We're Alex Baker and Toby Lawrence. Hope you're having a nice afternoon back in Gay UK. We're in the US of Gay, just having a bit of a ball here and dipping our toe in the water of the D just so that you can experience it and just check out what it might be like to also dip your toe in the water of the D. By the D, I mean Detroit, Michigan, which is where we currently are. So we do three words to sum up some of our experiences of the D since we've been in the US of Gay. Toby.
Wholesome. That's one.
I'm going to go for surprising.
Fast-paced.
I'm going to go for delicious. I mean the food, not...
Obviously.
Yeah, food in the D has been delicious, yeah.
And just exciting, I think.
I mean, that was a lot of words. We'll just slim that down to exciting. My final one, I think, would be smiley. I mean, we like to be a little bit miserable in the UK sometimes. Sometimes by being miserable, we're actually being nice. We're just like, hello, what do you want? Not like that over here at all.